Paris, London, with Simon Godley, Robert Harley, Carla Mendonca, and Gary Parker.
Calm down. Calm down. There's a phone in here.
Well, use it, Jackson.
Hello? Hello, yeah, we're in a lift. It's stuck. Yeah, four of us. Between floors 12 and 13. We've tried all the buttons. Look, okay, we won't go anywhere. We'll be right here.
What did they say?
Nothing. It was an answer phone.
We're all going to die.
Statistically, that's very unlikely. Of all the people that get stuck in elevators, 70% of them are released within 2 hours, a further 18% within 24 hours. Your chances of dying in this lift are about 5,000 to 1.
I'm a diabetic.
Whoa there, that's messed up the odds.
And I'm a claustrophobic manic depressive with a large bottle of paracetamol in my bag.
Just let me get my calculator out. I'll get right back to you.
Can we just keep our minds off the situation?
Maybe we should play a game. Games have an overall 68% diversionary success rate.
I know a good game.
Oh, it speaks.
Go on then, what's that?
Hide and seek.
Terrific. I'll tell you what. You hide first. I'll close my eyes and count to, what, three? That should be enough. One.
Okay, here I go.
Two.
Excuse me.
Three.
Hang on. These doors won't open.
Yet we know that.
We're stuck. 100% stuck. Didn't we mention that?
Well, I didn't like to eavesdrop, you know what I mean?
So you didn't know we were stuck in here, but you just fancied a game of hide and seek, is that right?
Yeah, it's a good game.
Oh, my God!
Right, okay, I see. Excuse me.
Most people just call me Ed. Four out of every five people, to be precise.
Right, okay, I'm one of the four. Tell me, Ed, suppose I'm stuck in a lift with three people, what's the probability that they'd be a suicidal screamer statistics bore in a nutshell?
Hey, who are you calling a statistics bore?
Oh, God, sorry, I'm... Well, sorry, I'm not feeling up to it. I feel a bit shaky.
What, after last night?
Is it all right? Can you just keep your voice down?
What a night, eh? What a night!
Didn't do anything stupid, did I?
What, last night?
Yeah.
Well, you must remember that old tapas bar up Sydenham Hill.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. Well, you had three sauces of anchovies, washed down with a cider top, and then the 8 pints of kumquat liqueur.
It's all coming back now.
Yeah, hang on, I'll get a bucket.
No. Be right in a minute.
Of course, Wiggy had just brought his wife's anniversary present round, that Mini Cooper, smashing car,
that. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, all polished up. Yeah. Got the chrome re-chromed. Yeah. You got that special walnut imported for the dash. Because you can't get that over here.
Yeah, lovely car,
yeah,
that.
And you jumped up on the bonnet. Put your foot through the soft top and shouted, "Let's take it for a spin."
Oh, God, I didn't drive it, did I?
No. No one could. You'd swallowed the key.
What?
Anyway, he wouldn't let you, even when you hit him.
Oh, no. I didn't hit him, did I?
I think you did.
No, I didn't actually hit him, did I? I can't remember that. No, there's no way I would hit Wiggy. There's no matter how drunk. It's not in my nature. I would not hit my best mate.
Well, no, you didn't actually hit him. I mean, it was more of a biting action.
No, look. I don't want to hear this. I really don't want to hear this. I do not want to know. I do not want to know. So what happened then?
Not the the Pinocchio routine.
What, with the marshmallow up?
Yeah, with a donut on the end, that was the one.
Yeah, and that was it, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, more or less, yeah.
Well, that's a relief.
What do you mean?
Well, at least I didn't make a fool of myself.
No, that's true.
Yeah, where are our speed bumps? That's what I want to know.
Yes, it's been months and not a sleeping policeman in sight.
Yeah, they've got speed bumps up and down Mansell Road. They're rolling in the mountain there.
Proper street lights.
Everyone, cool. Right. Can I bring this emergency meeting of the Eagle Mansions Residents Association to order? Now, Things are running very high.
Yes, we want action.
Yes, you're right, Mary.
Right. Well, I was looking through a magazine at the neighbourhood watch office, Guns and Ammo. And I took it upon myself to reply to an advertisement in the back. So, I'd like to introduce to you Sergeant McDawkins, who's come all the way from Missouri. It is Missouri, isn't it, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, to talk to us today, Sergeant.
That's very nice. Hi, folks. Now, I understand you want to form a militia to stand tall against all those commie liberal scum trying to take away your own personal freedom.
Yeah, that's right. The council, yeah.
That's basically it, yes. We want speed bumps and the potholes filling in, and they say we can only have one or the other.
Yeah, that's not fair. Okay, here's the program. Arms, logistics, strategy. The first thing is you got to protect your God-given right to own assault rifles and handguns.
Yeah, but we haven't got any guns.
Damn, they got them already, huh? That's bad.
Well, I could borrow a starting pistol. They're quite large.
Yeah, very.
Well, I can talk to some good old boys I know. Fix you up. Second, you got to watch out for the U.N.
Oh, those nice chaps in the nice blue berets.
Nice my ass. Powder blue is the color of the Cathars, ancient Zionist Satan worshippers.
Oh. I don't think there's any of them on the Whitley-Undernays Council.
Oh, no, Councillor Trump, he's an independent.
Yeah, good point, Matty.
Believe me, the UN are behind all this. UN soldier will slit your throat like a chicken. All part of the global conspiracy, ma'am.
Well, we just want to let the council know we're fed up. That's what we want.
They're always digging up the road and going away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're burying anti-personnel mines for when the balloon goes up.
I went up in a balloon once in a big wicker basket.
Okay, three, logistics. You need to stockpile canned goods and learn to drink from puddles. Prepare for hand-to-hand combat.
I can handle a pike. I was a huge, you know, in a reenactment of the Battle of Granby.
Now, looky now. Say your cat here is coming at me, right? Right, desperate to get at my supplies of corned beef. Watch my wrist.
Oh, ginger!
There. He won't be bothering the women folk again in a hurry.
Oh, never mind, Manny. He had a good innings.
Now, take a look at this honey, a fully automatic M60. There you are, ma'am.
Oh, dear.
Beautiful balance, 30 rounds a minute. Sings like a bird. Now, don't fiddle with that, ma'am. Now, that's the safety. Lady, then, please, be careful. Sorry about that, but she was a danger to herself. Now, let's talk pipe bombs.
Now, see here, I don't like your methods. First Ginger, and now Mrs. Martins.
Yes.
Well, you can't make an omelet without shooting someone.
I'm going to call the police.
You do that.
Yeah, I wish I could let you do that, son, but they're in on it, too. Now, are you with me, or do I start mixing up the special Kool-Aid?
Yeah, well, I could give it a try, I suppose.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. We want our streets to be good and safe.
We want our streets to be good and safe.
To get them fixed, we'll bomb and strafe.
To get them fixed, we'll bomb and strafe.
Speed bumps. Street lights.
Right.
I want to get my potholes filled in.
I want to get my potholes filled in.
All right, fall in. The council won't know what hit them.
Attention, signori, signoras. Attention, per favore, signori, signoras. May I have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen? Es muy importante que... Look, I just do English now, okay? I'm very tired. So, you want duty freeze? You come. I sit, have coffee, maybe read a little bit of magazine. You walk. Bien, vamos. Si, señor, ¿qué quieres? ¿Qué? Cigarillos? Sí, we have. Rothman, Benson Hedges, Marlborough. ¿Qué? Silk cut? No. No, señor. You hear what I say? Rothman, Benson Hedges, Marlborough. Rothman, Benson Hedges is not short. He's trolley. He's very small. Comprendes? He's stupido. Sit now. Senta. Yeah, sit. Stupido. Sí, señora. Chanel. Sí, number 5. Sí, we have a numero 5, but it's for you. No. No es posible. It's very expensive. Mucho, mucho pesetas. It's very chic. Not for you. Come on. You buy this. Denim for girls, £5. Smell. Blah, it's disgusting, yes? It's perfect, okay? £5. Por favor, señor, ¿qué pasa aquí? Toilet. No. You wait. You drink too much of the whiskey, I think. You have big problema. Your face is red now and big nose. I don't like, very ugly. Okay? Desperado for toilet? Too sad. Trolley here now. Sit cross legs, yes? Adios. Y tú, señora? Ah, quieres chocolate? Sí, we have Swiss or Belgian or... Madre de Dios! You're very fat. This Montserrat Caballé aquí. You don't have Belgian chocolate. For you, Belgian carrots, comprendes? If you eat Belgian chocolate, you die. Kaboom, explode. Comprendes? Yes. Ah, señor toilet, uncross legs now, you pass. No quieres? ¿Por qué? It's too late for toilet. ¡Qué porco, filthy! I'm very bad mood now. Is the economy class people's animals. No, trolley clothes. If need some things, buy at airport. Comprendes? So, thank you for flying with the Spanish Air. Next time, take ferry. Estoy. Adios. Adios.
Muffy?
Buffy.
Lesser Muffy.
Much better Buffy.
What? Nah, bloody letter.
Bloody hell.
Sophie.
What? Shoot a lot of them.
Letter from Sophie.
Who's Suki?
Sophie.
All right, buddy.
All at it. Damn good thrashing, I say.
Sophie. Daughter.
Who's bloody daughter? What?
Damn, lost me there.
But...
mine.
Congratulations, you old...
Mine and yours, Muffy.
Bugger, when did that happen?
1665. Cuba crisis. Oh. Bloody 61.
Damn, where was I?
You were bloody there.
Where? Bloody Cuba.
Bloody Kenya.
Ah, Kenya.
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell, Muffy.
Bloody hell, Muffy. Bloody Kenya. Muffy and Muffy.
Muff and Buff. And bloody Roger.
Bloody great Roger.
Every bloody day, damn it. After coffee, bloody marvellous.
Yeah. Up with the bloody canvas, in with the old peg, bit of a hammer, tent pitched.
Bloody marvellous.
Bloody Sophie.
Was she there?
Came out the damn tent, Muffy.
Damn blast, she did. Huh. Still life in the old tent, Buffy.
Peg's still up to it, Muffy.
Pitch!
Oh. Bloody hell, Muffy.
Bugger, Buffy, you should be shot.
Up against the bloody wall and bloody well shot.
Hanging's too good for you, that's what.
That's what bloody well.
Oh,
what.
Bloody hates you, old bugger, Buffy.
Bloody hates you, you old bitch, Muffy.
What?
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 Oh, God. It's been 6 hours. 6 whole hours.
That's 360 minutes, 25% of one day.
Shut up, shut up.
Did you know that's the 78th time you've said shut up?
Shut up.
79.
All right, take it easy, you two.
Yeah, most of the things.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's not talk about time. Let's talk about something else. Our jobs. That's it, our jobs. Our jobs. What do you do, Ed?
I make chronometers.
Oh, fine. Good. Chronometers, yeah. Any particular type?
90% of them are for use with diving equipment. Mm. They tell you how long your oxygen will last out.
Yeah, all right, okay. Yeah, thanks, Ed. what do you do, Alison?
I'm a psychotic nurse.
Oh, no, you mean psychiatric nurse.
No! Don't tell me what I mean.
Yeah, sorry.
Stuck inside these four walls.
Singing uses up 20% more oxygen than talking, Dave.
All I need is the air that I breathe.
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah.
What about you? What brought you here today?
A bus.
No. No, I mean, why were you here in this building?
Oh. I came to service the lift. I'm a lift engineer.
What?
A lift engineer? So, do you know what the problem is?
Oh, I certainly do.
What?
The lift's stuck. That means it won't go anywhere.
Hey, Dave, I collect rare IQ figures, but I don't think I've got yours.
That's not worth it. He doesn't know what IQ means.
Hey, come on now. IQ for a lottery ticket every Saturday.
Dave, when you came to service the lift, was it working all right when you got here?
Aye. Well, that's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, very strange.
Hey, Chris, wake up. Come on, don't you want to get married?
Oh, my head.
Oh, quite some stag night, eh? Remember much?
No. What do you mean?
Well, aren't you surprised to find yourself here?
What, in my bed?
Yeah, when you passed out, we carried you here.
Yeah. Then we stripped you naked and put your pyjamas on so you could get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, that's not all. I took all your clothes off, washed them, and hung them up in the wardrobe so they wouldn't get all free.
You should know better than to trust your friends on your stag night.
Oh, right. Well, thanks.
Well, and that's not all. Terry's been busy with his little razor.
Oh, no. What did you do?
Give me the mirror.
Yeah,
here you are.
Here you are.
I shaved all the hair off your chin.
The best a man could get.
And I put on some aftershave gel so you wouldn't go all red.
You guys, I call a headbanger.
Hey, you know your neighbor's face?
Oh, yeah.
One that was leaning over.
We propped it back up.
You're just wild, men. I thought I'd be more hungover than this.
Yeah, well, you remember that pint of vodka and tonic we made you drink?
Yeah.
It was just tonic!
Oh, crazy. Well, we better get ready for church.
Oh, no, that's not all.
Yeah, should we tell him? What have you done this time? Put a load of petrol in my car? Walked my dog? Stuffed my fridge full of food?
No, we gave you a vasectomy.
Fun, you know, while we had the razor act.
Oh, what? You guys.
Till it's the best a man could get.
Excuse me. Do you know if there's any more wine in here?
Pick it up, crumpet, 8 o'clock, Abra alert. Bagooga! Bagooga!
Can I be of assistance, so lady of the pleasure do? Duh! Not off!
I was just looking for some wine, but I think I'm not feeling thirsty anymore.
Then perhaps I could interest you in nibbles?
Oh!
I'm joking, of course.
No, thank you.
Oh! Trick questioni. You haven't asked my name yet. He asked knowingly, half expecting the response of preference, you pretty little thing. Not half. Woof, woof. Hello, Miss Bell. Dig dog.
Drugs room, is it?
Oh, you're a game girl, aren't you? No. No, I'm just running on pure 100% adrenaline. Ma-ma-ma-oo-bow-bow-ma-ma-oo-bow-bow. Have you heard about the poo?
I'm sorry. You obviously have some sort of problem talking normally to other human beings. I'm going to join the party now.
Oh, me thinks we have offended a shy, retiring wallflower. Feeling poorly.
Oh, shut up, you whopper.
Oh, it's a raw nerve. There's a chink in the harsh exterior.
Soothing words needed, soothing words needed.
Fancy playing the double-backed beast at my place, oh.
The phrase is making the beast with two backs, actually.
Oh, well, if you're asking. No! Man, I've been to think here.
I've got a feeling you're not quite getting the message.
Oh, do enlighten me, oh lady in red.
Let me put this in a way you might understand. Katanga, my friend. Any more fares, I believe this is your stop. Drop from your eyelid then, as far as it'll go. Nina, Nina, Nina. You're going home on your own home tonight.
Oh, well, I'll take that as a no then.
Are we alone in the universe? A little ball of warmth and life hanging in the vast dark trousers of space. I'm standing here in the high desert of New Mexico, looking out over a huge array of radio telescopes, like so many giant contact lenses that make one shudder to think how big the eye they go in would be. This is Project Search for Existing Extraterrestrial Life Forms, or Sex Elf for short. With me is Bob Brewer, Project Director. Bob, have you found alien life?
Well, we got pretty excited when we picked this up from the direction of Galaxy V46X. But when we ran it through our computer to eliminate interference, it came out like this. So we were able to rule out the possibility of intelligent life in that whole area of the galaxy. Yeah,
right.
And then we picked this up from the Horsehead Nebula. Of course, it could just be background radiation.
And what are the odds on that?
7-4 on.
So, that's it. This massive array scanning the heavens like an entire dinner service of intelligent crockery has been for nothing. Futile. Pointless.
Until yesterday, we decoded this data stream from near Rigel.
Well, that's worth $1 billion of anyone's money. Or to put it another way, 4,000 fully equipped children's hospitals. Mr. Brewer, I put it to you, Sex Elf is a giant white elephant.
No, hold on. If you slow that signal down, you get this.
We are a giant invasion fleet armed with advanced weapons of mass destruction. We will mercilessly ravage your Earth next Friday.
Of course, that could be due to random magnetic interference.
And what are the odds on that?
About 10 billion to one.
So what are you saying? We'll all be horribly killed next Friday?
Well, I wouldn't bother arranging a cookout for the weekend.
Is there absolutely no hope? I mean, nothing we can do?
Our exobiologists have been working around the clock. Their research suggests that the aliens have a weakness. They cannot tolerate large doses of cheap, powerful emotion.
Right, well, in that case, we...
We're already on it. All our dishes are focused on the fleet, beaming in the Oprah Winfrey Show and Hearts of Gold 24 hours a day. Now all we can do is wait.
Honest, sincere, gentle, 6'1". Interests include sport, the countryside, and traveling. Would love to meet similar petite woman with sense of humor.
Vivacious, slim, attractive blonde, divorced, 39, looking for tall, educated, professional male to share the good times.
Public school educated, slim and successful, early 40s, wants interesting, bubbly girl to sit next to me in my Porsche.
Right, well, now you've met the panelists, I'll turn to our question time audience for the first question, please.
I'm sorry. The number you are calling has been changed.
Oh, what again?
For details, press 1 for the BT helpline. From the 1st of this month, all UK dialing codes have a new number inserted between the 0 and the 1. This number will be known as FNAT.
God, here we go.
If you would like to record any complaints or comments about the new number on the BT customer response line, press FNAT. Now.
I haven't got a FNAT.
If you would like some information on base 11 arithmetic and coping with the new number in the shops, press FNAT 1 now.
There's no flaming FNAT on the flaming phone.
You'll be pleased to learn that this change has allowed us to allocate a further 15,029 new numbers to every man, woman, and pet in the UK. And work has already begun on a new number to go after 7, the Vortglug.
Oh, sod it, I'll send a postcard.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in this lift with you.
What? I think I'm gonna faint.
I hate saying I told you so, but we're all going to die.
Does anybody fancy a ham and pickle sandwich?
A sandwich? We've been stuck here, starving, for 12 hours.
11 hours, 58 minutes, 40 seconds, counting.
Shut up!
163.
Hang on, a sandwich? A sandwich? Why didn't you mention it before?
Well, it slipped my mind. We were having so much fun.
All right, let's split it, okay? Fairly, four ways.
Split what?
Your ham and pickle sandwich.
Mm. Oh, I haven't got one. I just wondered if anybody fancied one. I know I do. Or maybe one of those chicken and mayonnaise.
Shut up!
164.
I'm going to shut that door.
Yeah, well, that's enough. That's enough. Come on, let's just...
Hey.
Hang on. Oh. We're moving. We're going up. Look. Mm. Look, we've just stopped at the 13th floor. They've rescued us.
Hello there. How is everybody?
Oh, am I pleased to see you. 12 hours I've been in here, stuck here with these sad head cases. Oh.
No. The lift was never stuck, Mr. Prentice. And I'm afraid your three companions here are merely actors.
What?
Hello.
Do you mean it was never stuck? Well, hang on. How do you know my name?
It was all part of a test, part of your interview, Mr. Prentice.
What?
We had to know how long you could tolerate the company of stupid, tiresome and neurotic colleagues. A career in advertising can be very hard work, you know.
In case you missed it, and in case you missed the media furore surrounding it, let me tell you that last night saw the screening of writer-director Kieran O'Grady's controversial new play. Kieran, did you have any idea that this programme would attract so much attention?
I'm stunned. I really am. I just don't see what there is in it that could shock anyone.
The title? Shagging.
The title has been completely misinterpreted. It's an innocent reference to the old Gaelic phrase, Shach Game.
Which means?
Large packet.
Do you resent people saying you portray gratuitous sex?
They can say what they like. I'm not butter.
I can't believe you're not butter, bitter.
I'm not. People are entitled to their opinions.
But there was a lot of nudity in last night's programme, wasn't there?
There were some people without clothes on, if that's what you mean. I don't count that as nudity. It depends on the context. If someone's taking a bath, they don't wear clothes, do they?
I was thinking of the funeral scene,
actually. All I'm saying is you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs.
No, and it seems you can't even make an omelette without several people taking their clothes off.
Everybody's talking about the omelette-making scene. What's the big deal? It happens every day.
Full frontal male nudity doesn't happen every day.
Does in my house.
But not on television.
It was blown out of all proportion.
Yes, I know. I did see the programme. Jonathan Wade, if I can turn to you, as controller of the channel, you presumably have a duty to decide what is and what is not acceptable.
Well, what annoys me is that people think we don't care. You know, they think we just allow anything to be broadcast without giving it a second thought. Well, let me tell you, I spent 2 hours in an edit suite going through that omelette scene frame by frame. I do care. In fact, I was so concerned, I came back the following evening, watched it all over again. Every night, for a whole month, I was in there, hard at work, disgusting some of those scenes.
And tell me, what do you think?
Well, I'm still working on it. I've got my own copy at home now.
Right, if I can turn now to the Reverend Albright, this wouldn't happen in America, would it?
No, ma'am.
You just couldn't screen that sort of programme.
No, ma'am. We try and maintain a very high moral code in the United States.
How is that enforced?
Well, the best way to keep people's morals uncorrupted is to make them watch the 24-hour I'm a Sinner channel. And encourage them to pledge by plastic to the Reverend Albright Church of Hope. Friends, just put your hand on a TV screen and...
Yes, I see. So what would you say to Jonathan Wade?
Well, I'd say, can I borrow the omelette tape for research purposes?
London was written and performed by Simon Godley, Robert Harley, Carla Mendonca and Gary Parker. Ginger the Cat was played by Bryony Danaher. With additional material from Adam Bostock-Smith, the producer was Phil Malker.